Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for WGN Radio in the morning.
And walk with
I'm continuing my Vin Scully tribute. It's entertainment news now. And Dean Richards is here, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
That was very poetic. Very lovely.
Let's talk about a couple of lawsuits in the showbiz news, starting with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has, you know, her song Shake It Off. I think everybody knows that song. It's went to number one. It got 4 Grammy awards or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Sounds a little something like this. Exactly.
So what seems to be the problem here?
I was singing in my head. There is a songwriter who said that Taylor Swift has stolen the lines, players gonna play, haters gonna hate. Songwriter Sean Hall said that he wrote those lyrics for a song for a group called 3LW, and their song, Playa's Gonna Play. The song doesn't sound anything like Taylor Swift, but it does have the lyrics, Player's Gonna Play, Haters Gonna Hate, in it. Taylor Swift is denying ever even heard of this song until this lawsuit came up. Said that she exclusively writes all of her songs. So that's going to go to court, and somebody's going to have to decide what the deal is with that.
And then the lawsuit about Hamilton. Now this is about, is it a church putting this production on?
Yeah, it was, you can't just put on a production of a play without getting permission from the owners of that, you know, property before you do something like that. And a Texas church, the Door Christian Fellowship in Texas, a couple of days ago, put on a version of Hamilton that they changed a little bit. They edited the lines of the show to include references to Jesus, which are not in the original production of Hamilton. And they also added references to homosexuality, which were not in the original production of Hamilton. And in using those references, they did it in order to compare homosexuality to drug addiction and alcoholism. So the Hamilton team's not crazy about any of this. Most of all, using the show without permission, they said that they did not and they will not be ever granting amateur or professional licenses for any stage production of the show. So they've issued a cease and desist order for them to stop it. And now they are reviewing the script changes that they made to determine if any further action is going to be taken against that. Just can't take somebody's play and, you know, put it on without getting permission first.
Right. Lamont Dozier is certainly a name that many people don't know, but everybody knows his music.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
If you're a fan of Motown, you are a fan of, Lamont Dozier. But more specifically, Holland, Dozier, Holland, the three, Lamont Dozier, along with Brian and Eddie Holland, wrote just about every Motown song that was worth hearing. For songs for the Supremes, for the Four Tops, for Marvin Gaye. The list just goes on and on and on. You Can't Hurry Love, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
150 Motown chart hits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, not too shabby for three guys. Lamont Dozier passed away the other day. No details were given about cause of death. But this trio of songwriters, maybe one of the most influential songwriting teams of all time. They were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1988, then into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just a couple of years later. Lamont Dozier, 81 years old.
Yeah, if you can find that Motown documentary somewhere, I don't remember what streaming service it was, but it's a fantastic documentary. It's Smokey Robinson reminiscing with Berry Gordy, and there's a lot about Dozier in there and his songwriting partners.
Yeah, very, 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 very prolific.
And Dean, this seems like a very good choice for Emmy hosting. Don't you think?
Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. He's done a couple of award shows before and was pretty funny. People's Choice Awards, the Kids' Choice Awards. But now he will host the Evening of Television's Best on NBC. That will be on Monday, September the 12th. It'll be both on NBC and also streaming on the Peacock platform as well. Later on this week, by the way, Kenan Thompson is going to be getting one of those stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, good week for him.
Yeah, like him. What's new on the stream?
Well, we've got a couple of new movies to tell you about. One of them is from Jamie Foxx, who is a vampire hunter in this movie. He's just trying to make enough money to support his young daughter. The movie is called Day Shift, and it begins streaming on Netflix on Friday. Dave Franco co-stars and Snoop Dogg as well. A good family film that is debuting on Paramount Plus on Friday that is called A Secret Headquarters. It's about a young boy and his friends who discover his dad's secret identity as a superhero. Owen Wilson is the dad who plays the superhero in this movie. Chicago's own Michael Pena co-stars in the movie. Chicago's own Jesse Williams co-stars in the movie. It's a nice little family action movie. And as I say, that begins streaming Friday on Paramount Plus. There is one that's called 13 the Musical, about a New York City kid who has to move to Indiana just before his big bar mitzvah. It's a kind of a fun musical. That one is running on Netflix right now. You probably have heard about the reboot of A League of Their Own, the tremendously successful motion picture that now has been turned into a new series on Amazon Plus. Nick Offerman, Pride of Manuka, is the coach of this all-female baseball team now. I haven't seen any of the episodes of it yet, but I'm hoping there's at least one There's No Crying in Baseball scene in there.
That's
maybe the most signature of them all. That starts running on Amazon Prime on Friday. There is a new Apple Plus TV drama called 5 Days at Memorial, which is really quite compelling. It stars Vera Farmiga and Cherry Jones, among others, set in a New Orleans hospital, as patients are trying to stay alive in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. You want to get a drama that just reminds you how important and how vital first responders are. This one definitely will do that. It's called 5 Days at Memorial. Starts Friday, Apple TV Plus. And let's see, final season of the fantasy series Lock and Key is running on Netflix right now. Season 3 of Never Have I Ever, the high school comedy, will be back on Netflix starting on Friday. There is a new Princess Diana documentary that takes a look at her life and death and the spotlight under which she lived. That is running on, that one is running on HBO Max. And will debut on Saturday, which, believe it or not, is the 25th anniversary of her death. And finally, also on HBO Max, there is a documentary that goes inside the training camp of the hard luck Detroit Lions. It's called Hard Knocks. If you're a football fan, that's definitely one you're going to want to see.
Yeah, those are good. By the way, that great Motown documentary is called Hitsville, The Making of Motown. It's on Showtime, and Lamont Dozier, Brian Holland, and Eddie Holland are all on that documentary. It's really good.
Yeah, just when the obituary came over yesterday, the news flash that he had passed away, I was just looking at his career, and my mind was blown. I knew that they were very influential in Motown. I had no idea that they wrote almost everything for Motown.
Yes, they did.
Like any song that you can think of that was a Motown hit for one of the any of the Motown superstars, those guys wrote it. Diana Ross inducted Holland Dozier and Holland into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about 20 years or so ago because, you know, really, would there have been a Supremes if it hadn't been for those amazing songs that those guys wrote for them to perform? So,
yep, Four Tops and on and on and on. What are you cooking on WGN TV today?
Well, you know what? With this incredible hot weather that we've been having, I thought, how about a nice bowl of soup?
Yeah, I love soup.
I do. Actually, I do. I even like hot soup. I don't care how hot it is outside. But today I'm making a nice cold soup. That is a cucumber soup. I love gazpacho, but not everyone likes the spiciness of it. But
I'm a rube. You know, you bring me gazpacho, I'll say you get this, I'll send it back. This is too cold. Heat it up.
That's
for me.
Right. Hey, this this soup is cold. this cucumber soup is, you know, it's basically just it's cucumber and some Greek yogurt. And, you know, I put some fresh basil in it. I put some fresh dill and parsley in it. It all just goes right in the blender. It's done in 5 minutes. It's so easy. And then you let it chill for a little while, and it is so refreshing on a hot day. So I'm going to be cooking that at 9:35 on TV this morning. And again, come for the recipes. We're doing a lot of knife action today.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, with cold soup, you know, you're not going to be burning yourself.
No.
But there are other problems.
Burn factor very low today. But I've been sharpening up the knives. And, boy, I got a whole box of Band-Aids ready to go just in case.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.